Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse, 6:03, 3 minutes out to 6 o'clock. How today is going to be right near 75. It's going to be a warm first day of November. 75 degrees, 58 on your way out the house right now. Rain chances increase this afternoon, so be on the lookout for maybe some pop-up showers. But other than that, a beautiful day in Charlotte, America today. And a beautiful time to get hashtag Noleezy Mad. Hashtag NOLEEZYMAD on my Instagram page at Noleezy, NOLEEZY. Now, today, I'm mad again, once again, coming out of Missouri. I'm mad at this hospital that this lady worked at in Missouri. Of course, it was Halloween, so she dressed up as Beyonce. And with her boyfriend as Jay-Z. Here's the gotcha. She dressed up in blackface, and her boyfriend dressed up in blackface. She did not wear it to work, but they did post it on their Facebook page. So she posted it on her personal Facebook page. She was fired from her job. I think the company was I think they was too sensitive. Like, I mean, I understand, you know, blackface and everything, but I don't think this woman had malintent. That's just my personal opinion. Now, I posted this earlier, and a lot of people have already chiming in. And Nico says, I think blackface is blackface. Also, keep your coworkers off of Facebook. The hospital she used to work at is woke AF and wanted no smoke. I think they did the right thing by firing her, and she would find another job. I just don't agree with that.
I do. My thing is this. You know what blackface is.
Does everybody know what that is?
Yes, yes. Right now, it's all in the news.
I don't think they do.
It is all in the news. It is all over the news. We've had so many cases of people that are walking around and blackface and being held accountable. It is everywhere. It is everywhere. And I'm not going to sit up here and believe that people are that naive to how culturally insensitive it is to walk around in blackface. If you wanted to dress up like Beyonce, there were plenty of ways for you to do it without doing it with blackface. And so, no, you don't have to. You didn't have to do it that way. So, no, well, I agree with the listener that you just read.
Well, you know, speaking of the blackface thing, you know, some of the kids do not know about, you know, the importance of Martin Luther King. Some of them didn't know about blackface and how it affects people and the effect it has on African Americans and its connotation that it means. You know, I've spoke to different kid organizations and they just, I don't think they're teaching this kind of stuff at school anymore.
Here's the difference. Those people that you're talking about are not kids. Those are adults. Those are grown people who went and bought the makeup and put it on their face, and they know better. Those are not kids.
Well, she hasn't made a statement, but the hospital did make a statement. They said, and their statement read, it said, we usually do not comment on the firing of employees. However, St. Luke's is committed to culture of diversity and inclusion. It is fundamental to who we are as an organization, and we vigorously protect it on behalf of all our patients and employees and expect those who represent us to do the same.
It's just insensitive. It's insensitive.
Yeah, to get fired, though.
Hmm.
Little baby, yes, indeed.
Yeah.